Polish Sir Leo Varadkar has told the Dáil that this country is nowhere near where we need to be to allow a reopening. But he said general restrictions as a result of COVID-19 will be here for some time. He also told TDs that that doesn't mean schools and construction sites can't reopen at some point next month. The Cabinet is to make a decision next week on that. The Northern Ireland Health Minister has proposed to the Stormont Executive when it meets later that COVID restrictions across the north be extended until the 5th of March. Latest figures here put the number of COVID patients hospitalised at 1,949, with 214 people now in intensive care units. Meanwhile, there's increased concern in County Galway at the high number of cases confirmed in the last 2 weeks there, with particular concern at the situation in Galway City, Tuam and Oranmore. We can talk now to Dr. Breda Smith, who's Director of Public Health West. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Smith, and thanks for taking our call.
You're very welcome, Brian. Thank you.
I think there's concern, I mean, not just in across County Galway, but some other counties in the West at numbers that are continuing to rise, infection rates that are continuing to increase.
Yes, indeed, Brian. I'm very concerned. Our 14-day incidence rate in Galway is 1,041. In Mayo, it's over 1,500, and Roscommon, 866. Now, what's of particular concern is that our 7-day incidents were over 50%, between 50 and 60% in those regions in the previous week, which indicates that the case numbers were growing. Just to put this in context, the week before Christmas, we had 140 cases of COVID-19, and last week we had over approximately 2,500 cases, which is a significant burden of infection in any community. And also, this is having a knock-on effect on our hospital system, as it is throughout the country. Currently, within the between Galway and Mayo hospitals, we have 226 patients in hospital and 20 patients currently in ICU. So really, we have a significant burden of infection in our community. And what can we do to actually halt this?
Well,
and
before,
this is what's really important.
Yeah, before I come to that, just do you have an explanation for why this far into the level 5 restrictions and where the numbers are at least stabilising or perhaps even coming down it slowly elsewhere in the country, you're still seeing this pattern in parts of the West?
So what we are seeing here really is, number one, the aftermath of the socialisation during the Christmas period, and that led to the initial surge in cases throughout the counties. And then subsequently what we're seeing is an increase in outbreaks in facilities and institutions and in households as a result. So remember, for every infection that occurs, there's a 14-day instance, a 14-day incubation period. And through that period, there's an infectious period where a person can infect another person. Mm. And what we are seeing now currently is the knock-on effect of infections in households, in residential nursing homes, our disability centres, also our home helps. So it's coming from this extremely high level of community transmission is actually bringing the infection into our residential centres, into our hospitals, and also into houses of vulnerable people.
So
we really need to halt the community transmission level in our community here in the West.
Is it that the restrictions don't go far enough, or that the restrictions which are in place aren't being sufficiently observed and followed by people?
I think that we have to, in order to reduce the level of transmission, it does require solidarity from the entire community. We have been very lucky in that our community have been very adherent heretofore and have made significant efforts and sacrifices in trying to maintain and comply with the restrictions. However, we are all suffering from COVID fatigue. There's a lot of illness in our community. There's a lot of sadness in our community. And it's really to try and urge our community to once again join in solidarity with one another. Mm. It's our individual behaviours that can actually prevent and halt the transmission of this infection. So it's really important that we all stay at home. We work from home if at all possible. And if we do have to leave our house for an essential reason, you know, for whatever essential reason it is, in order to get food or to get medicines, it's really important that we remember that every time we meet someone, it's a potential infection risk.
Yeah,
so we have to wear a mask and we have to stay at least 2 meters apart. Also, every time we leave our house, things we touch may be an infection risk, so we must continually wash our hands. And it's also really important that if people have symptoms, that they self-isolate in their room immediately and then call their doctor and have a test organised.
And is there can I just ask you,
them,
Dr. Smith,
also their household contact.
But is there sufficient enforcement of some of these restrictions? I mean, could there be a role for greater enforcement?
Well, I have to commend the Garda Síochána and our partners in the interagency group here. Through their partnership, we have been actually identifying the townlands and areas of higher incidence rates, and we have put forward a reinforced actions in trying to increase enforcement in the areas of greatest risk. Mm-hmm. However, it's individual behaviours that will actually halt the transmission of the virus. If we don't meet one another as often as we meet one another, if we reduce our contacts, our individual contacts, that each individual's behaviour will actually assist. And if we join in solidarity, we can actually prevent the virus from moving from person to person. Because that's how it actually operates.
We'll leave it there, we'll leave it there, Dr. Breda Smith, Director of Public Health West. Thank you very much for talking to us.